Our gospel reading today comes from John chapter 8, an extended dialogue between Jesus and the Pharisees who challenge Jesus, in whose authority he speaks and acts. Here is Ian Jennings, our associate minister, with the reading.
The reading is from John chapter 8, verse 46 to the end. Which of you convicts me of sin? If I tell you the truth, why do you not believe me? Whoever is from God hears the words of God. The reason you do not hear them is that you are not from God. The Jews answered him, Are we not right in saying that you are a Samaritan and have a demon? Jesus answered, I do not have a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. Yet I do not seek my own glory. There is one who seeks it, and he is the judge. Very truly I tell you, whoever keeps my word will never see death. The Jews said to him, Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died, and so did the prophets. Yet you say, whoever keeps my word will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died? The prophets also died. Who do you claim to be? Jesus answered, If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, he of whom you say, He is our God, though you do not know him. But I know him. If I would say that I do not know him, I would be a liar like you. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Your ancestor Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad. Then the Jews said to him, You are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham? Jesus said to them, Very truly I tell you, before Abraham was, I am. So they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple.
This week, like many others, I received a letter from the NHS, and it urged me not to leave my home for 12 weeks. So, like all of us, I am adapting to a completely new lifestyle. We thank God for friends who help us with our shopping and with errands, and we thank God that we are part of a caring church family. I remember as a child growing up with cystic fibrosis, I was faced with the prospect of a relatively short life. And so already as a teenager, death was more of a reality for me than for my mates. In our Bible reading, Jesus makes an astounding claim. In verse 51, he says, Truly I tell you, whoever keeps my words will never see death. In this one sentence, we find a claim, a promise, and an obligation. So firstly, a claim. Who can say such a thing? No wonder the Jewish leaders thought he was out of his mind. There are seducers at all times. In our current crisis, there are wonder healers promising all sorts of things. How would you have responded to Jesus' claim? How do you respond today? The trouble is there is no ultimate proof of Jesus' claim in this life. He says, whoever keeps my word will never see death. But we all know that one day this mortal body will die. And so much hinges on the events that were still to follow, events we are moving towards in this season of Lent, Good Friday and Easter Sunday. A few verses earlier in the same passage, Jesus says, When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will realize that I am he. The centurion standing under the cross says, Truly this man was the Son of God. When on that Easter Sunday morning, Mary meets who she thinks is the gardener. He addresses her by name, and she recognizes the risen Lord Jesus. And in his conversation with the Pharisees, Jesus claims just this, that he is God in human form. Before Abraham was, I am, he says. And this phrase, I am, is God's self-description in Hebrew, Yahweh, I am who I am. Our Christian faith is rooted in the events around Easter, and without them, Jesus' claim would indeed be ridiculous. C.S. Lewis, the author of the Narnia stories, said that we can only come to three conclusions about Jesus when we look at what he said and did. He was either a liar or a lunatic, or he truly was the Lord and God he claimed to be. C.S. Lewis continued, let us not come with any patronizing nonsense about his being a great human teacher. He has not left that open to us. He did not intend to. Liar, lunatic, or Lord? So here is a question for us. How do you respond to Jesus' claim to be God and the door into eternal life? If you're unsure, why not begin a conversation with him and read the whole of John's Gospel prayerfully? Very truly I tell you, whoever keeps my word will never see death. And so secondly, a promise. If we take Jesus' claim at face value, this sentence contains the most incredible promise, life without limits, a future that is secure, a love that drives out fear. This is a message we need to hear more than ever at the current time, which is full of terrors. In a recent talk, US pastor and theologian Tim Keller has said that modern secularism has no strategy to face suffering. If there is no God and no afterlife, all our purposes, all our meaning, all our hope is focused on this life, relationships, health, prosperity, success. And suffering, of course, takes away those things. As Christians, we believe in a God who in Jesus has suffered with us and for us, a God who promises us an afterlife, which is a world of love. And because we believe in life after death, we can live courageously in this life. So here's another question. Have you ever faced your fears of sickness and death? Can you commit them to the one who said, I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live, and everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Here is Jesus' statement again. Truly I tell you, whoever keeps my word will never see death. And so thirdly, an obligation. Who will never see death? Jesus says, whoever keeps my word. Does that mean what we have just welcomed as the best news ever might disqualify us and introduce fear through the back door again? As Christians, we love the idea of grace, and rightly so, because it is at the heart of our faith. We cannot earn God's favour. And we don't have to, because Jesus carried all our failures and fears and sins in our stead on the cross. So how come Jesus puts a condition on eternal life here? When I read the Sermon on the Mount and Jesus' challenge to us, I know I will fail Jesus' standards. How can I keep his word? And surely the Jesus we meet in the pages of the Bible is so different. Think of the criminal crucified next to him on the cross. Jesus says, even today you will be with me in paradise. And Jesus admonishes the Apostle Peter to forgive 70 times 7. And then when Peter fails and denies Jesus, Jesus restores him to his leading role as a disciple by asking him 3 times, Peter, do you love me? And this question is actually the crucial clue. What does it mean to keep Jesus' word? It means to abide in his word, to believe that he truly is God, and to love him so much that we want to live God's way. And then to joyfully receive his forgiveness when we have failed him again. It is to live in joyful surrender to the God who loved us so much that he gave himself for us. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and your neighbour as yourself. There is no greater commandment than these, says Jesus. And 1 John 4 says, we love because he loved us first. And so here is another question. God is inviting me today to surrender my life to him, to let myself be loved by him, and in his strength to love others. Am I ready to surrender? Let's pray. Unshakable God, you are our ever-present help in times of trouble. Amidst all the isolation, grief, and fear caused by this crisis, renew in us your peace. Restore to us your perspective and reveal to us your presence and love. Amen.